Thanks, client. The Roundup helpline. My name is John. This is a recorded line. Am I speaking with Samuel?
Yes.
Hi, Samuel. Good afternoon. How are you, sir?
I'm okay. How are you, sir?
I'm good. I'm a case intake specialist, and I'm assuming you'd like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this Roundup lawsuit. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, so we'll get started. Were you or someone you know diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Yes.
Was that you or someone you know?
I was.
I'm sorry to hear that, Samuel.
That was me.
Okay. All right. Yeah. And then before I go any further, I do need to ask you, have you already obtained an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, I have not.
Okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for the specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm? Is that true?
Yes.
Okay.
That's true.
All right, Samuel. There's roughly 60 different subtypes of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Do you know specifically what subtype of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma you have or diagnosed with?
I believe it was a B-cell lymphoma or the subtype of Burkitt cell lymphoma. Subtype is Burkitt.
It's Burkitt?
It's Burkitt cell lymphoma. Lymphoma? Lymphoma, yeah.
I don't see that, but that's okay. I'll put unknown for the time being. And I'm sorry to hear that. Samuel, have you had more than one diagnosis?
No, just the one diagnosis.
And that's more than enough, right? And fortunately, you're with us. Fortunately, you're with us today, and you're able to file a claim on your own behalf, and that's what I'm here to help you with. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And when were you diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
In 2015.
And do you know the exact date?
March 25th.
2015. Okay, thank you. March 25th, 2015. And how old were you at that time?
I was 45.
Okay, all right. And how did you use Roundup? Was that in a home setting or work setting?
It was residential.
It was at home? Okay. Could you provide me the address to that home where you used Roundup?
I was living in Henderson at the time.
Do you know the address?
631 Grape Drive.
You broke up. I'm sorry. Was it 631?
Yes, Grape Drive.
Grape?
Henderson, Nevada, 89015.
Okay.
Grape Drive.
Grape Drive, Henderson, Nevada, 89052. Oh, 89015.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. So just to confirm, you were breaking up when you were reading me the address, but or telling me the address. So it's okay. I just wanted to confirm it's 631 Grape Drive, Henderson, Nevada, 89015.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And do you know any other person that used Roundup and was later diagnosed with a cancer?
Not personally.
That's okay. That's fine. And all right. Next question. Just to confirm, you did get this diagnosis when you're over 18, but under 79 years of age, which I can see to I can confirm that. What is your best estimate for the number of years you use Roundup? What's your best estimate for the number of years you use Roundup?
I used it, once a month or a while, yeah, I mean, probably too long.
What's your best estimate for the number of years that you used Roundup? Would you say a couple, 5 years, 2 years, or just a year?
2 years.
2 years, okay. And did you spray Roundup for at least 10 days during that 2 year period?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
You have it all up.
Okay, thank you, Samuel. And then are you, am I speaking to you on a cell phone, a smartphone, or is this a landline?
Yes. No, it's a cell phone.
It is a cell phone? Okay. And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay, very good. All right, I'm going to ask you if, whether or not any of these illnesses you've ever had in the past. So just please let me know. HIV or AIDS, autoimmune disease, hepatitis C, rheumatoid arthritis, diabetes, lupus, Epstein-Barr, or hepatitis B. Have you had any of those illnesses in the past?
No, I was tested for HIV, but the results came back negatively.
That's good. Okay. Have you ever had an organ transplant?
No.
Have you ever had chemotherapy for cancer treatment other than for a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
No.
Okay. Is there any history of cancer in your family?
No.
Okay. Okay, now I can ask for... Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Samuel. I'm sorry for your loss. All right. And Samuel, just to confirm, I'll be gathering your information because you're filing this claim for yourself. Samuel is spelled S-A-M-U-E-L. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Is your last name Bellamy? B-E-L-L-A-M-Y?
A, as M as in Mary, Y. Yes, that's correct.
Okay. B as in boy, E as in echo, L as in Lima, yep. L as in Lima, A as in alpha, M as in Mike, Y as in Yankee?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have a suffix to your name, like junior, senior, first, second, or third?
Technically, I'm a third, but it's not on my birth certificate.
Okay. And is it in on your government ID?
No, it isn't.
Okay, so you are, okay, legally you're just Samuel Bellamy then?
Yes.
Okay, and your
Samuel
gender?
Samuel Bellamy.
Okay, and your gender is male?
Male.
Okay, thank you. And
yes.
Your marital status?
Separated for
okay.
A long time now.
All right, does that means you're still legally married, but not formally legally divorced?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that. Okay. Legally married, but separated. I'll make a note of that 1 second here. Are you in divorce proceedings? I'm sorry. You broke up. I apologize. Are you in the middle of a divorce? Your response, we have such a poor connection. I don't know why, but I didn't hear your response. I'm sorry.
I said, I haven't spoken to my wife in 19 years,
okay.
And I haven't been served papers.
Okay. I'll make a note. All right, and then, okay. All right, then the law firm does, if you do meet the criteria, their law firm is going to have to request medical records to confirm your diagnosis. So if you meet the criteria, I'll be sending you an authorization to release medical records for you to sign. But I do need to put your social security number next to your name for this form. Could you provide me your full social?
Yes, it's 569-438-6626.
Okay. All right, 569-438-6626.
Yes.
Okay, and then your date of birth, please.
January 18th, 1970.
Okay, thank you. January 18th, 1970.
Uh-huh.
Okay, thank you. And how did you first learn of this marketing outreach? Did you hear about this through television or through an online advertisement?
It was on television.
Okay. And how did you first learn of a connection between your injuries and Roundup?
After I went and saw a doctor.
Okay. And so do you think you learned that you may have developed non-Hodgkin's lymphoma from Roundup when you were diagnosed with the condition?
Yes,
Okay, so that
because
would have been
before
about
then,
March 25th as an estimate of the date.
yes.
Okay, thank you. And what is your height and weight?
5 feet 11, and I haven't weighed myself in a long time, but I imagine I'm about 140
Okay.
pounds.
All right, 5 feet, 11 inches, 140 pounds. Okay. All right. Any forms that you sign, I'll send copies to your email address. So could you provide me your email address?
Yes, it's DRCALYX89015 at gmail.com.
Okay, let me repeat that right back to you. DRC as in cat, AYLX89015 at gmail.com.
That's close. It's DRCALYX, like Calyx,
Okay.
89015
Okay.
at Gmail.
I got it. I just corrected it. It's
Okay.
DRCALYX89015.
Yes.
Okay, great.
That would be correct.
And you've said that this is a cell phone I'm speaking to you on. The law firm, if you do meet this criteria, and I do get, we have you sign the legal agreement for legal representation as well as an authorization to release medical records, you and I will be done. But there will be one final step, and that's a case verification call that'll occur between you and the law firm. They just want to hear from you specifically that you used Roundup in the past, that you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and they do want to get verbal authorization from you to go ahead and use that authorization for medical records. So in other words, they want your consent over the phone that they'll use your acknowledgement that they you know that they're going to be using that to request medical records. That's called a case verification call.
Yes.
That'll happen sometime between now, assuming we sign you up today. It'll happen sometime between today and the next 14 days. I just want to let you know.
Okay.
And since they will
So
be
within
calling,
2 weeks.
yeah, correct. And since they will be calling you, may I ask what is the best day? And I mean, what time of the day would you like to be called? Morning, afternoon, or evening?
It really doesn't matter.
Okay.
My phone doesn't ring a whole lot, so you can call whenever. I'll
Okay.
just make sure that the ringer's turned all the way up.
Okay. Would
So
afternoon
you in the morning or
mornings? Okay. I'll put mornings
afternoon
on.
would be fine.
Okay. I put afternoons on. All right. Now, what's your it is asking for your spouse's name. This is for contact information. And mind you, I'm not an attorney, but when you do have a chance to talk to the attorney, you might want to bring up your marital status with the firm, you know, because you know, if you're not with us, the compensation that you may receive may go to your legal spouse because she might be next of kin. So do discuss that with the lawyer that's representing you, okay? If they agree to take your case.
You
But I do need to gather your
mean
spouse's.
if I die?
Yeah, I mean, I hope not, but I mean, if something unforeseen
I
happens
mean,
to you.
is that what you're trying to say? Like if I die, it'll go to my wife?
That's something you'd have to discuss with a law firm. That is a good thought that you might want to discuss with a law firm if they agree to take your case. Does that make sense?
All right.
Because I don't know. I'm not a lawyer.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Okay, very good. Okay, I
Hey,
do
me
need to.
neither.
What's that?
I've just been, through the ringer. I've just been through the ringer, and I haven't spoken to her in 19 years.
I know.
Who knows what she might not even be living. She may have contracted, you know, HIV for all I know.
I know. I'm sorry.
She wasn't a very nice, I was a battered husband. She wasn't a very kind person to me. She, the day I married her, she was no longer the girl I fell in love with, my high school sweetheart. She used to get drunk and bruise herself and call the cops on me.
So I'm sorry to hear that.
I only wish her, you know, yeah. You can only imagine how embarrassing that is to admit to you.
No, I understand.
Being a battered husband.
She said,
she used to ask me, who are they going to believe, Sammy? Who are they going to believe? And, you know.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I have a lot of questions to go through, Sammy. I'm sorry to cut you short.
Certainly, sir. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I do have quite a few. I need to gather her information. So could you provide me your spouse's name?
Alicia Bright.
Is that A-L-I-C-I-A?
Yeah, I would assume so.
Okay.
I don't know if she spelled it with a Y or an I.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it's an I, Alicia.
A-L-I-C-I-A?
Right.
Yes,
Alicia.
And can you spell the last name for me?
Bright, as in like a bright day, B-R-I-G-H-T.
Okay. Do you have a phone number and an email address for her?
I do not.
Okay.
Almost 20 years I haven't talked to her.
I know, I realize that. I do.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate because my understanding is that if you're separated, it means you're still legally married.
Okay.
One second, I'm just going to check that out.
All right.
You were legally married?
Yes, in a church by a pastor. June 21st, 2002.
Okay. Yeah, according, I did look it up.
The
yes,
day
you were.
Summer equinox.
Yes, you are still legally married if you are separated, but not have filed, but have not filed for divorce. That's the whole point of a legal divorce, is it officially separates you. So marriage legally binds you together, and then divorce would be legally separates you. And then,
right.
If something were to happen, if you were to pass. Not that I'm saying you would, I mean, but it happens to all of us. She would technically be considered your next of kin if she survives. And next of kin could be, you know, means that she could be entitled to anything that you have, you know, or is, belongs to your, you know, so that
yeah.
kind of thing.
Okay. I it won't matter much because I'll not be in a position to say much about it.
Well, I hope you're still with us. I hope you have you're survived this and are doing well.
Fingers crossed and God willing.
God willing, indeed.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
thank you.
All right, now I'm going to be asking you some questions about your usage of Roundup, starting with an estimate for the number of times within a year that you used Roundup. What is your best estimate for the number of times you used Roundup within a year?
I'd say 12. It was
okay.
about once a month.
Okay. So, and if I recall, did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. And you did state that you used it, to your best estimate, for 2 years. Do you remember, can you provide me the dates when you started using it and when you stopped using Roundup?
It was probably longer than that.
Okay,
what the heck is that? Hold on. I think it was actually closer to 9 years.
Okay.
If I'm remembering correctly.
That's fine. So what I'll do is
nine years.
We'll revisit
yeah,
that question.
I don't know.
I'll change your response for the question, what's your best estimate for the number of years you've used Roundup? We went from 2 to now 9, and that's quite all right. Okay, so
Yeah. I mean, I have trouble with my memory as it is. But yeah, I'd say it was closer to 9 than 2.
Okay, now I'll need the dates that you
started. I know I stopped using it in 2015.
Okay. Would that be around the time you got diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yeah, give or take, around then.
Okay, so I'll say you stopped using Roundup when you were diagnosed, which was March 25th, 2015.
That was the year of my diagnosis, yeah.
Yeah, correct. Okay. So that'll be your estimate for when you stop using Roundup. Now, I do need a start date, an estimated date that you started using Roundup.
Well, my start date was, hold on, I'm getting a call wait. Let me reject that really quick. Person's making me crazy. Hold on one moment, please.
Sure.
I think I went to voicemail. What was the question?
The question is
when did I start using Roundup?
Yes. When is this, and it can be an approximate date. When did you start spraying Roundup? Your best estimate for a date.
In September 2006.
Okay. So I'm going to use September 1st, 2006. Okay. And why did you stop using Roundup?
Because I was getting symptoms of shortness of breath and my neck started to swell up.
So for this question, I notated started to experience negative health symptoms is the reason for stopping Roundup.
Yes.
Using. Okay. When was it applied? Did you apply it?
I could barely breathe. There was coughing and I coughed a lot. I just felt very poorly. I knew something was wrong.
Okay. Okay. Started to experience negative health symptoms like coughing and overall did not feel well after using product.
Yes.
Okay. And then I think you answered this question already in an earlier response. You use the product monthly?
Yes.
Okay. And how did you use the product? Was it through a hand sprayer, a backpack, or did you have a tractor with hoses?
No, it was a hand sprayer.
Okay. Did you use any protective gear when applying Roundup?
No, just like a thin mask, but basically no. It's like a paper mask.
Okay.
It was in concentrated form, so.
Did you use any gloves?
No.
Okay. So when protective... No, you did use protective gear in the form of a face mask?
Yes.
Okay. Where did you apply it at your home, and how big of an area was it applied?
It was at my home, and it was a like 12 by 13.
Okay. Is that by feet?
Yard.
Okay.
12 by 13, yeah. Approximately. We had the plastic tarps out in the yard, and it was the weeds would grow up through it. Nature finds a way, I guess. And so use the Roundup in an effort to eradicate that.
So do you believe that you said 12 by 13?
Yeah,
Okay.
12 by 13.
And that's feet.
Meters.
Meters. Okay, I'm sorry. Thank you. Okay.
Yeah.
Apply product to home yard covering an area approximately 12 by 13 meters.
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then you use this at home. And let me go back. You're in the state of Nevada.
Yes.
Okay. And you already answered this question. It was in a residential setting. And this was direct exposure, meaning you personally used the product and you were present 100% of the time through home yard maintenance. Is that right?
Yes.
Now, this is an estimate.
Mm-hmm.
How many exposures to Roundup have you had in your lifetime as an estimate? What's the estimated number of times through your entire life have you been exposed to Roundup? Best guess.
Like over, I'd have to say like over 100.
Okay, that's right.
Fair used
response.
It for 9 years.
That's right. Over 100 times. Okay. Do you live near a water well?
No, not
okay.
that I'm aware of.
And you don't get water
it
from a well?
Certainly wasn't on there.
You don't get water from a well, do
no,
you?
No, no.
Okay. Have you ever been...
We get it from a city. Oh, go ahead.
Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicide or benzene or Agent Orange?
No.
Okay.
No, I have not.
And you've used the concentrate version of the product?
Yes, I didn't water it down.
Okay.
I used the concentrate.
Okay. And when and where was the Roundup purchased?
At the Home Depot.
Okay. And do you recall when you last purchased it?
The very last time I purchased it?
Yeah, your best guess. It's going to be hard to dig through a memory, but when do you think you...
I mean...
And if you're unsure, that's okay. I can notate that you're unsure when you last purchased it.
I'm really unsure.
Okay.
It was, I really don't know.
Okay. All right. And then this question pertains to any evidence of a purchase. Do you have any... store receipts or credit card receipts that can show proof of purchase, or maybe video evidence or photographic evidence?
No,
that's
I'm so
right.
sorry, I don't. I purchased it in cash.
That's fine. That's okay. A lot of people
in
don't keep
cash
records like that.
And...
I understand. Do you have Do you have any Roundup in your possession? Do you have a bottle of Roundup somewhere at the house?
No.
Okay, that's fine.
I don't have any Roundup there.
That's okay, Sam. Have you ever smoked?
I kind of swore it off. Cigarettes, yes. I've smoked cigarettes in my lifetime.
Okay. How many years did you smoke for? How many years did you smoke?
I'm still smoking.
Okay. So how many years have you been smoking?
A while, some years. I mean, most of my life, actually.
All right, Samuel, can you put a number to that as an estimate for the number of years you smoked?
I'd say from age, I don't know, since high school until now, but it never made my neck swell up or, I coughed, but... Not like this. Certainly not.
I understand. Okay.
But yeah, most of my life I've smoked.
And so what would be your best guess for the number of years you smoked?
like 50.
50? Okay.
No, not 50. I started when I was 4. No, about like my teenage years. So probably closer to 30.
Okay, I'll put 30 then.
This 30, is just 40 years, yeah.
Okay, 30 years is fine. Okay. And are you currently employed?
30.
Okay, do you want to change the response from
no,
30 years
I'm
to 40?
No, I'm on disability.
Okay.
Yes.
Going back to,
yes,
going back
I
to
do.
Okay, we're going to
about
change.
14, 15 years old when I started.
Okay, so it's just to confirm you'd like to change your response from the number of years smoked from 30 to 40?
Yes.
Okay. And then I believe that I heard you state that you're not currently employed. Is that right?
I'm currently not employed. Yes.
Okay. Have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
Yeah, I had to quit.
Okay, I'm sorry
to
hear that.
My job.
Now, could you provide me an estimated time frame for when you stopped working?
Let me see, I moved up here, and then, no, not necessarily. I mean, I only worked there like 3 years or so, 3 or 4, and then the economy took a dump, and then so did my health. So, yeah, about
Wait,
4 years.
So you've been out of work for the past 4 years?
And then some, yeah.
You were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma in March of 2015. Was your your absence from work, does that trace, that is linked to your treatment, is that right? Or do you mean to
yes.
say that you're out of work because of your overall health?
I mean, yes. My overall health has diminished.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. So you stopped working for health reasons beginning around your diagnosis date?
Yes.
Okay. That's what I'm put on here for notes. And you haven't returned back?
No, I haven't. I don't even think they're in business anymore.
Okay. Okay. Have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your conditions? Your response, stopped working beginning around March 2015 and has not returned to work since then due to declining health?
Yes.
Okay.
Somebody's at the door. Can you give me a moment, please?
I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh, you got that? I don't see how the... How's your dog knocking on the door?
Samuel,
I'm
have you ever been in...
A great time are there more questions?
Yes, we do have quite a few more questions.
Yes, hello? Hello. Yes, okay.
Do you have, can you give me another 15, 20 minutes to complete the intake?
Absolutely.
Okay, very good. Have you ever been in the military?
No, I've never been in the military.
Have you ever been involved in other lawsuits?
No, I have not.
Have you ever filed a disability or workman's compensation claim?
No.
Okay.
I've never gotten workman's comp.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
Yes, I did file for bankruptcy. My wife took out a ton of those payday loans.
I'm sorry to hear that.
The first one was on our anniversary to get a bottle of champagne, and then
I'm sorry,
we went
Samuel,
to,
I'm sorry to interrupt you. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I'd like to limit the responses that are relevant to the intake, just because I realize you have your time is
okay.
valuable.
Well,
okay.
This is all. We had to file bankruptcy after before you knew it, we were getting one loan, paying it back.
Samuel, can I? Sorry to interrupt you.
Yes, go on.
Has your bankruptcy been discharged?
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't know. What does discharge mean?
You mean it was filed?
Like,
and did you complete the requirements for the bankruptcy? It would have been dismissed or discharged?
So. We were destitute. We were destitute. So, yeah, I'd say that qualifies.
Yeah.
She did that part.
Sounds like a...
She put us in debt and then got us out of it, I guess. All I know is that I have... go on, yes.
Did she file bankruptcy in your name?
I believe so, yes.
Okay.
You were married then.
Well, it's, you're suggesting to me that you're not even certain that you filed bankruptcy. Have you filed bankruptcy?
No, my suggestion is that we for sure filed bankruptcy, and she filed because we had nothing. We lost our apartment and everything.
Oh, I'm
because
sorry. So you are you're stating that you filed a joint bankruptcy for both you and your wife?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And you believe it's been discharged?
I certainly hope so. Yes.
Okay. All right. Good. And do you recall? I'm sorry for all these questionings, but do you recall when your bankruptcy was discharged? I'm sorry.
Let me think. So I was married in 2002, and I came here in 2005. So I would say 2003 or 4. 2004, I should say.
Okay.
Because, yeah, he kicked me out of the house, and I left, and I went back.
And do you know what court your bankruptcy was filed in? If you're unsure, okay, unknown. And then, you filed a bankruptcy to dissolve debts.
Yes.
Okay.
You could say that. Yes.
Okay.
We had 9 payday loans at one point.
You said 9. That. I get it. I'm sorry to hear that. That's some. Unfortunate circumstances you had to go through. Other than minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
Yes.
Okay. And could you please explain?
Two domestic violences, but not against her, although it would have been more apropos. No, these happened later after I moved to Las Vegas.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. Okay, and then now I can go back to asking you questions about your treatment for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Do you recall the name of the doctor that diagnosed your condition? Diagnosed your cancer?
Her name was Heather.
And her last
Heather.
Name?
Dr. Heather Allen. Allen.
Is that A-L-L-E-N or A-L-A-N?
A-L-L-E-N.
Okay, thank you. And is she affiliated? Were you treated at a hospital? Were you diagnosed at a hospital, or was it Okay.
Yes,
what was
it was Sunrise Hospital.
Sunrise Hospital, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bear with me. I'm actually searching Google to find this information out.
I see.
I do. I see Dr. Heather Allen, MD. She's an oncologist, and she is affiliated with Sunrise Hospital. Okay, bear with me here. There's going to be some silence, and it's because I'm entering this information I've gathered from the internet about your doctor.
Okay.
And Sunrise Hospital, that's 3186 South Maryland Parkway in Las Vegas. Is that right?
No, it is not.
Okay. What hospital were you at? What facility were you at?
Sunrise Hospital. It was Sunrise Hospital on Maryland Parkway.
I'm sorry, where was it at?
Maryland Parkway.
Maryland. Oh, 3186. That's what I thought I said that. Sunrise Hospital on 3186
South. Oh, I'm sorry. I must have missed. I'm sorry. I misheard you then. Yes.
It's okay. I do the same thing. I understand.
Most biggest problem.
Okay. Thank you. Bear with me here. Is this also the same place that treated you?
Yes. Right. It is.
Okay. And was Dr. Allen responsible for overseeing treatment at this hospital?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Thank you for being patient through these questions. I know it's a lot. It's asking for the phone number for Dr. Allen. I'm going to use the hospital phone number because the law firm will be able to get medical records from this hospital. Dr. Allen. And when did your, well, actually, let me ask you this. How has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life? Would you say negatively, both physical health as well as emotional well-being, as well as financial security, stability?
I would say that's a safe statement.
Okay. One second, I'm just typing this up. Okay. How has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life? Negatively impacted physical health, emotional well-being, and financial stability. Do you have medical records that confirm your diagnosis? If you don't have them personally, are you confident that they are available at Sunrise Hospital?
Yes.
Okay,
they must be at Sunrise Hospital.
Excellent. When do you think your treatment for your condition began? When did they start treating you for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma? Was it a few days after your diagnosis, the same day of the diagnosis? Again, best estimate, too, by the way.
I would say best estimate would be around the end of March 2015.
Okay, so we'll say like March 31st, 2015, just as an estimate.
I think it was the 29th.
Okay, that's what I'll put, March 29th, 2015. Again, just this is your best estimate, so this is fine. Okay, and we're getting close to wrapping up. So I thank you so for being very patient through all these questions. What type of treatment did you receive for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma? Did you get a stem cell transplant?
No, no stem cells.
What about chemotherapy and immunotherapy?
Chemotherapy, okay. Yes, and radiation therapy.
Okay. Did they have to do any surgery that was related to your diagnosis?
A biopsy.
Okay. But no, they didn't have to surgically remove anything?
They had me on morphine, which really...
Oh, that would be for pain management. Okay, I understand. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
I've never done morphine. Morphine is a hell of a thing.
Yeah, I can only imagine. Okay. All right, now... And, are you still at this residence where you use Roundup? That was at your home at, let me pull it up here. Let's scroll up. 631 Grape Drive. Do you still live there? 631 Grape Drive? Or have you moved?
Yes.
Okay, you're still there?
I have not moved.
Okay. All right, because
I was homeless for a spell. Right. Yeah, I still live there.
Okay, all right.
Or there, rather.
Thank you. 631 Grape Drive, that's your current residence, and I'm pleased to hear that you're still there. And that's a house, not a unit number or apartment number?
Sure.
Okay. All right, and then lastly...
It's a house. Yes, ma'am.
Very good. And then lastly, the law firm does request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures they can continue your case for your loved ones. typically they only contact your emergency contact if they're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. Who would you like to list as your emergency contact, and does that person live with you?
Well, I don't have any living relatives.
Okay.
And not a girlfriend at the time.
Okay.
I don't know. If something happens to me,
is there a close friend?
I wouldn't know. I mean, my roommate maybe,
okay,
but he's not family exactly.
That's
so
all right.
I guess I could put him as a emergency contact.
Sure.
In case something horrible happens.
I hope not. I hope nothing happens. I hope your health bounces back and improves dramatically. All right. Who? What is the name of your roommate?
His name is Rich.
Okay. R-I-C-H?
Rich Conway.
How do you spell his last name?
I think it's like Burkett. Burkett, I think. Like, yeah.
What's your...
U-R-K-E... It might be two T's. I'm not sure.
Okay. We'll just say Rich Burkett.
Burkett.
B-U-R-K-E-T-T.
Yeah.
Okay. And does what's his phone number that he can be reached at?
I don't have it in front of me. He changed his number some time ago. Yeah, I don't have that in front of me.
That's all right.
I don't. We changed it. I remember his old number, I think. I'd have to look it up. Nobody knows anybody's phone numbers ever since we got cell phones.
Yeah, that's right. That's true. Okay, so I'll put unknown for the time being. All right, and then do you have permission to contact, can we have permission to contact Rich Burkett if we need to?
Yes.
And he does live with you?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. All right. And then I did make a note, although you're married, you are separated from your spouse for 19 years. Okay. All right. So,
it'll be 20 in March.
I'm sorry?
It'll be 20 in March.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. All right. So, you do meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit, the basic criteria. You and I are going to be finished here in just a moment after we finish signing the legal agreement that authorizes the law firm to represent you, as well as the authorization to release medical records. And I'll be sending you those forms through to your cell phone through a text message with a link to the forms. But before I do so, I do want to confirm the information that I've gathered. So you're filing a claim for yourself. I've confirmed your name is Samuel Bellamy. We've confirmed the spelling of your first and your last name. We've confirmed your social, your date of birth. You were diagnosed, regrettably, with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma on March 25th, 2015. And that was after using Roundup. And you first learned of a connection between Roundup and your injury around the time you were diagnosed. And that was March 25th, 2015. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And we've confirmed your email address and your phone number. We tried to gather as much information as your spouse, but we don't have much because I understand you haven't been in contact with her in almost 20 years. And we tried to establish an emergency contact. Right now, we're just listing Richard Burkett. That's all we have. He's your roommate. And if you do have a contact number, let me or the law firm know what that is. Again, you understand the purpose of that contact is if something unfortunate happens, and hopefully nothing happens. And hopefully this case is resolved and you receive compensation.
Hopefully I see him Hopefully I'll see him later today.
Yeah, very good. Okay, excellent.
I hope to see him later today.
Have you ever done an electronic signing using your cell phone before?
Once, a long time ago.
Okay, so you're familiar with it?
Time ago.
So that's what I'm going to do. I'll be sending you a text message with a link to the forms to sign. And then once we complete the signing, we are finished. But remember, there's one final step. Even though you and I are done today after completing signing, there's that one final step of speaking to a representative from the law firm to confirm very quickly that you were, that you have used Roundup in the past, you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin lymphoma, and you would, you do give them permission, the law firm permission to submit that authorization for medical records. And I should add that the law firm is going to be working this case. If they agree to take your case, they'll do so on a contingency basis. That means there's no upfront fees or costs that you have to pay for representation. They're only compensated contingent on their success in getting you compensation. Okay. If they are successful, then you would get 60%. The firm would keep 40%. That's standard for a mass tort or for personal injury lawsuits. If they're unsuccessful, you would not owe them anything. Are you okay with that?
Yes, I'm okay with that.
Once you complete the signing, I will then text you my name and my contact information, because I'd like you to have a written record of who you spoke to. Okay, my name is John. I've told you I'm not an attorney. I'm just a case intake specialist. So I'd like you to always know who was it that helped me out. And I'll be texting you the name of the firm, because it's a reminder that be on the lookout for that case verification call from, I'll tell you the name of the firm is Pulaski Kirker. I'll just let you know. But they may be
Pulaski Kirker.
Pulaski Kirker. That's the name of the firm. Yeah, correct. So I'll be sending you.
Okay.
You have a text message that should be waiting for you just about now.
Wow. That's pretty neat. There you are.
Yeah. So, you're going to.
I was just trying to speak John Maurer?
Yeah, John Maurer.
Maurer?
Yes, Maurer. And then scroll. Maurer. Scroll down to the bottom and put a check mark next to agree to electronic records and signatures. And then you can start signing by following the yellow navigation buttons. The first button's the start, and then the last button will be finish.
Click on the link.
Yeah, click on the link first.
Just select.
And then agree to SMS messages.
All right, 1 second.
Sure, take your time.
I had you in my belly button. Just a second.
You're doing great.
It might be muffled. Okay, sending SMS, mass tort strategies.
Yes, yes. Okay.
Didn't yet. Is DocuSign, DocuSign. Okay, device, okay. Right, and then what is it, accept?
Yes.
Accept. Review and act on these documents.
Yes, and then just below that is you'll see the check mark, the box that you'll put a check mark, electronic records and signatures. Yes, to electronic records and signatures.
Too late, already checked it.
Okay, and then now you should be able to follow the yellow navigation buttons, beginning with the yellow start button.
Yep.
When you
now it says, okay, yes, go on.
Yeah, once you hit start, it's going to prompt you it'll direct you to pages that need your signature or initials.
Okay. Very small print. There we are. Required sign here.
Yes, please.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Draw my signature. Like what, with my finger?
Yeah, you could either draw it.
How do I do that?
There's a shortcut Next, above that box where you see the signature, you can also select style. If you choose select style, the program will create a signature for you. It's a much nicer looking one. And then once you select the signature, you'll still have to select adopt and sign. After you've chosen a signature, you'll hit adopt and sign.
Adopt and sign. There it is. Now another sign box. Wired initials. Oh, whoa, hold on, it's skipping over it. Okay, here we go again. What is this? So do I hit the next button?
Yes,
this
correct.
Required initial here. So where do I click on that?
Right. Yeah.
See, and I hit it and it goes to the next one. Oh, yes, there.
Once you see your signature on the page, then you can hit the yellow next button. And that'll take you to the next part of the page that needs a signature.
Okay, next. So then, right there. There it goes. And then next, is it signing? It doesn't look like it. No. Is there, okay, nope. See, I click on that and it goes down to signature. Am I supposed to be here? Even further down. Signature of patient or signature must be inside the box. Okay. Next. And, oh, no, you just jumped around again. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
It's hopping me every. Okay, hold on. Let me. Is there a way to start over? Because it's just jumping all over this document. And I don't see my signature on it. I see my signature, like my full signature. But then after that, date of birth, name, address, social security number, those are all blank.
So
I just jumped right over that.
If you scroll back, scroll to the top of the page and press the yellow navigation button. What does it say for the yellow button?
It says next.
Okay. So,
so
press
I'd
next.
Sign here to next. All right.
Okay.
There it
so
is. Now it says it's sign here.
Okay. So then you're going to press where that signature would go. You're going to put your finger where the signature would go. And by pressing that box, that'll put a signature on that page.
There's a little box that says sign with a downward arrow. And then to the left of that is a yellow highlighted signature thing.
So you want to click on
above
on the
that.
Page. You want to click
on
the page where your signature would go.
Oh, like physically on the page.
Yeah, on the page where the signature.
No. In the box? No. See, then I hit the box and it. Oh, wait, there it is. It signed it. Okay, that makes sense. So then next.
Uh-huh.
Now it says required sign here. Sign. And then sign. Okay, now it's doing it. Now it says, what's it say? Ooh, that's a bad font. Are you finished signing?
Yes.
So I hit finish. I think I did it. You're done signing it, twins. Learn more right here about signing.
Samuel, you
there it
have...
is. All party. Oh.
Yes, I can
thank
see.
The Lord. I think it's...
Samuel, you have completed the signing. And now, can I direct your attention to our last step? That would be on your text message history. If you go back to your text messages, I just sent you a text from my direct phone number.
It says continue. Did I hit that?
No, you don't have to. It's up to you.
I just did.
I've
okay,
got
there. Now it says, okay, I got it. Yeah, I guess I'm done with that.
Okay, good.
I can close that window?
Yes, you may. Copies of these forms you sign. That...
Dogs can give me a heart attack. Okay, go on, sir.
Yes, copies of the forms you signed are available on still on that link on your phone, but they're also available at your email address that you provided to me, okay? So you have copies.
Okay.
Now, I'd like you to go to your text message. I sent you a text message with my contact information.
Okay. One moment. Okay. Yeah. 949-7510?
Yes, correct.
Okay, and did you start chemo right after your diagnosis date? When did you start treatment?
Do you want me to open that?
No, you don't have to open it. That's actually just a text message. So that's my contact information. And so you always, I'm the gentleman that helps you get signed up. I just sent you another text to remind you to be on the lookout for a call from the law firm Pulaski Kirker.
There it is. It just came through.
It did? Okay, great. So you've got my name, John Maurer. I'm the person that helped you get signed up for this lawsuit. So if you forget, you can always go to that text message. And then I also sent you a text message for the name of the firm. Because as I explained to you that the last step, even though you and I are done today, the final step would be to just have a quick verification call with the law firm to confirm, as I mentioned to you, that you did use Roundup in the past, you were later diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and that you do wish to participate in the lawsuit, and you'll give them permission to submit the authorization for medical records to your hospital, okay? So Samuel, you and I, as I mentioned, you and I are done. I want to say thank you for being very patient through this process. It was a lot of questions, and I know that you've had a very difficult time, and I'm sorry to hear that you're going through this difficult time, and I hope things get better for you. I'm pleased. I thank you for letting me help you. I know these are unfortunate circumstances that brought us together, the fact that you're exposed to this chemical in Roundup that caused or contributed to non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. But I am pleased that you're about to get legal representation from a reputable law firm experienced at litigating against large companies as such as the makers of Roundup. And they provide great service. So I know that you're going to be in good hands. I do ask that you be patient because these cases do take some time. There's thousands of claims that are being submitted. So it's going to take some time to finally reach an agreement between the law firm that's representing you and the makers of Roundup to establish a rightful compensation for damages. So it's going to take time. Be patient for that, okay?
Yeah, I'll be patient for that.
Yes. Thank you. Is there any other questions I can answer for you, Samuel?
No, I don't believe so.
You were wonderful to work with. I wish you the very best. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me. I do work Monday through Friday. I'm in California, 8 to 5 p.m. We're on the same time zone. Feel free to call me, okay? If you have no other questions, I want to wish you... What's that? I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry.
California.
Yeah, California. I'm in Southern California. Orange County.
Oh, which part?
Irvine.
Orange County.
You know there.
Irvine. I'm the Horizon Wireless Amphitheater there once or twice.
Uh-huh. Nice.
The
nice.
Monsters of Rock.
Well, I thank you for your time, and I've got to move on to the next call. There's many people like you that have been harmed from Roundup, and I'm trying to reach out to them. If you have no other questions, I want to wish you a good rest of the day, good weekend coming up, okay?
Yes. Happy Halloween and blessed be.
Yes. Thank you. Same to you. All right. Take care. Okay, Samuel.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye for now.